I say calmly.
Explore the tragic tale of an Antarctic researcher in Lean Fall Stand by John McGregor.
Doc, require assistance. Repeat, require assistance.
And discover the razor-sharp crime novel, My Sister, the Serial Killer, by Oyinko Braithwaite.
She begins to twirl her dreadlocks. You look at me like I'm a monster.
Listen to these and many more audiobooks on the BBC Sounds app.
Hello from me, John Shea. Welcome to this Sunday evening on BBC Radio 3. There's no Record Review Extra this week. Don't worry, Hannah will be back next Sunday night. But instead, later this evening, we begin a new series, The Harp's Journey, with Catherine Finch. Hear that at 9 o'clock tonight. First, at just after 7:30, Somerset at the turn of the 20th century is the setting for this week's Drama on Three, Folk by Nell Lyshon. Here to introduce it is the writer herself.
I'm Nell Lyshon. I'm a novelist and playwright, and I wrote Folk. It's inspired by Cecil Sharp's song collecting in Somerset in the summer of 1903. Sharp was a musician and a music teacher, and he became the leader in the first folk revival, and he co-founded what is now the English Folk Dance and Song Society. It's difficult sometimes to say what's inspired a piece of writing and where the beginning point was, but not with this, that's easy. I went to see an exhibition, and it was of the folk singers who had supplied Sharp with the songs who had sung for him. And in that exhibition, there were these wonderful black and white photographs, and there were a pair of sisters, Louie Hooper and her sister Lucy. And between them, they'd known over 300 songs by heart. And in that same exhibition, there was a photograph of a stonebreaker from the village that I grew up in. I was born in Glastonbury, and at the age of 11, we moved to this village on the Somerset Levels. And those really were my formative years. And I realised that day in the exhibition that Sharp had collected songs from my village and the main village where he'd gone and where he'd very first overheard that first song, The Seeds of Love, was just up the road. This exhibition really hit, and the subject matter hit, two of my interests. One is the countryside, my writing steeped in it, but the other one is where you have an inner world and an outer world of a personality that are slightly at odds. And the more that I looked into Louie Hooper, one of these two sisters, the more I realised she had this extraordinary inner world. I discovered a transcription of a BBC recording where I realised she had an incredibly natural feel for music. And I wanted to write the play because it was about the clash between the countryside and the town, the city of London, the man coming down, Cecil Sharp coming down. And it was about the non-educated, the village people who did piecework at home making gloves. And it was about the clash between them and the educated. And, of course, the clash between folk song and the classical world, these two different worlds of music. And when we did a workshop on the play, I listened for a long time to the classically trained musician talking to the folk musician and realising these huge differences between the two of them. And finally, there was another thing. Of course, it raises huge questions about what it means to be living now and what it means to call ourselves English and what it meant then to be living in England. Some serious questions of Englishness. But really the overriding thing that inspired me was this woman, Louie Hooper, who contained over 300 folk songs within her body.
We are gathered here today to bury Sarah, mother of sisters Lucy and Louie, friend of our Somerset parish. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. Know this, death is not the end. We pass to another world, and we pass along what we know.
Oh,
you coming? Louis, I said, are you coming? We're going for a drink. Oh, Jesus, it was our mother. You gotta go. Oh, you bloody idiot. Then stay here. I ain't.
Gathering flowers, both red and blue. Little what love can do. I put my hand to one soft bush, thinking the sweetest flower to find. I pricked my finger right to the bowl and left the sweetest flower alone. I leaned my back up against some oak, thinking that he was a trusty tree. But first he bended and then he broke, and so did my false love to me. A ship there is, and she sails the sea. She's loaded deep, as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not if I sink or swim. Oh, love is handsome, and love is fine, and love's a jewel while it is new. But when it is old, it groweth cold and fades away like morning dew.
Folk by Nell Lyshen. Louis, what are you doing?
Nothing.
There's work here. Fire ain't lit, and I need some bloody tea. Oh, Lou, I said the fire ain't lit. Oh, my mouth tastes like a bollock's arse. That bloody idiot always makes his cider too strong. It's the apples, it's the soil, it's bloody Somerset. Oh, Lou, for God's sake, what is up with you? Ain't gonna earn no money standing there.
What you want doing?
Oh. That's better. Here, these need stitching. Young women, they run like hares on the mountains. If I were but a young man, I'd soon go a-hunting. You should have come. You missed a good one. There ain't many nights like that. Jesus, any more like that, we'd all be dead. Oh, so you ain't gonna say nothing?
Nothing to say.
It's done now. All over.
Why do you do that?
What?
That. Say that.
Say what?
What you said.
That it's done, that it's all over. I said it, Lou, because it's the truth. Oh. What are you doing here?
You done the gloves.
That all you got to say? Thought you'd come for us to make you a wedding suit.
Oh, don't start.
Don't be shy, John. Come on, I'll measure you up. You just stand still and enjoy it.
Get off. Get... Bloody stop it.
Cheer up. You wasn't like that last night.
Yeah, well, that was last night.
Oh, save being miserable for when you're dead. You'll be a long time dead.
Yeah, all right, that's enough. You done the gloves?
You said you didn't need them.
I never said that.
You did. Last night, you said you was going to tell them to stick the gloves up their arses.
I never. I got to take them today.
Oh, just like magic, they're done.
You bloody idiot.
To my right full diddle-dare-oh, to my right full diddle-dee.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. It's too short.
We're a woman down.
You better get them done, or they'll take the work away.
I can't do that. We need the money.
Oh, they do 12 to every one of yours.
No machine's going to be like us. Can't see them undressing you after a few ciders.
That's enough.
Oh, he's denying it now.
Of all the women I visit, you're the worst.
Not what you said last night. Anyway, you're slowing us down. Must be getting on. Wonder where the sun is.
Oh, don't start.
Wonder what the time is. What do you reckon time is, Lou? Oh, you still here, John? That's good. You can tell us. Show us your watch.
Get off.
Oh, no watch.
I'm getting it.
Of course you're getting it. You're getting everything. All that money you're getting, you can buy what you want.
Can you shut up? I just been up the vicarage. They're saying they need some extra help.
Oh, can't they make their own beds?
They got a visitor coming.
They gonna pay for the help?
Yep.
Louis will do it.
No.
He'll tell you what to do.
I said no.
Take no note. As long as they're paying, she'll do it.
Send her up later.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Good.
Lucy, I ain't going.
We need the money.
I can't do it.
You can.
You go and do it.
What, leave you here dreaming about? No work will get done. You're going, like it or not. You've got to carry on.
I can't without her.
You know she's gone, don't you? You know what gone means. You saw the earth go in and cover her.
Don't. Why do you say that?
Because it happened, because it's true.
But you know I can't. You know. Don't.
I've had enough. Get a grip. You're going later.
Look at it. Don't they get dirty being on the floor?
They're rugs. People walk on them. That's what they're for.
And all the books. What's in them all?
Dunno.
And why's the house so big? How many chairs are you gonna need?
You finished.
John, I can't do it.
Just shut up and do what I said.
Please.
Just do it.
Don't go. John! John!
I rang the bell more than once. Did you hear it?
Yes.
But you didn't think to come, so what did you think a bell was for?
Dunno.
It rings so that you know someone is at the door, and that someone was me, with my bag, which we'll need putting in my bedroom. And then I'll need some tea on a tray. Hello, I take it you are the maid. You look like a maid. Perhaps you're new.
Yep.
Ah, a good guess. Well, I'm here to work for a week, so hopefully by the time I leave, you'll know what you're doing. And maybe you'll have found your tongue. Do you know how to make tea?
I do.
Then maybe you could make me some and bring it out. There's a table in the orchard. Aha!
What are you doing?
What?
What's that?
Something I've been writing. No. You did say you could make tea.
Mm.
Stupid. I'll be outside. Afternoon.
Sir? You want me to stop?
Grass doesn't stop growing. You carry on.
I sowed the seeds of love, and I sowed them in the spring. I gathered them up in the morning so soon.
Father, small birds do sweetly sing. Father, small birds do sweetly sing.
Don't go. What was that?
A song.
Where did you learn it?
A farmer out that way. He taught me when we was hoeing the field.
I've never heard it before. Do you know any more?
No, just that. There is more, but that's all I know.
I don't mean church songs.
I know.
Not music hall songs.
No, you mean the old songs.
The old songs. Has that one got a name?
Yeah, it's Seeds of Love.
And you?
I just do jobs here.
I mean, what's your name?
Oh, John, sir.
John what?
John England.
Seeds of love, and I sowed them in the spring. I sowed the seeds of love, and I sowed them in the spring. Yes? Where's the tea?
I sowed the seeds of love, and I sowed them in the spring. Spring. He always gets it wrong.
I sowed the seeds of love, and I sowed them in the spring. Better?
Yeah.
Don't go. Louis Hooper, is that right?
It is.
John told me that your mother was a singer, and that she's only recently passed away. I'm very sorry. I really am. He explained that you stayed at home with her, helping with the sewing. Your leg meant that you didn't go to school, he said. He told me that you know some songs.
I do, yeah.
Look, would you sing me one of your songs?
Not me.
No. But please don't go. John sang for me.
John can't sing.
So you can sing. I know you can sing, as you just corrected me. I heard you. I'm right, aren't I? Louis Hooper, I heard you. That song, The Seeds of Love. You can't imagine, but I didn't even know it existed. And not just me, nobody knew it existed.
I did. I knew.
I can't quite explain what it feels for me to discover it. It's something quite extraordinary. It's a beautiful song. Simple, direct. If only there were more as good.
There's better ones than that.
Better? And you know them?
I do. The trees, they do grow high, and the leaves, they do grow green. The time is gone and past, my love, that you and I have seen.
Louis, I had no idea. How many do you know?
Fair few.
Well, what does a fair few mean? You mean a lot?
Lots, yeah.
Louis Hooper, can I write that song down?
What do you mean? It's a song.
Look, I'll show you. It's music. Oh,
I can't do that. I never went to school. I never got a chance to learn the letters.
No, they're not letters. It's all right. Look. Here, they're music notes, dots on lines. You see? They sound different depending on where they are on the lines and depending on the shape of them. This, that's how I wrote down the way that you sang Spring. There. See how the notes jump down the lines? Then I know it's like this. Spring, not spring. Mm. It's a way of recording what a person sings. And then underneath, I write the words of the song.
How do you know how to do that?
I learned as a child. I can look at a page like this and know how it should sound. And I can hear music and then write it down so someone else knows how it sounds.
What do you do with it?
I compose music. And I also run a conservatoire in London. Sorry, start again. I run a music school in London. It's where people learn to play music and sing. It's called a conservatoire. I'm like a headmaster, really. But I've always wanted to compose.
What's that?
That's make up music, write it.
Write it?
Yes. That's why I've come down to Somerset, to escape the students and concentrate on my work. Look, Louis, that song, would you mind just sing me the opening and I'll write it down, like I did with John?
What are you going to do with it?
Oh, nothing. Just get it down in my book.
You mean in there, on them lines?
Yes, exactly.
Now?
Please.
All right. Ready? The trees, they do grow high, and the leaves, they do grow green.
Right, stop there. The leaves, they do grow high, and the leaves, they do grow green. Okay, go on.
I can.
Can't?
I got to go from the beginning. I only know it in one, because each line brings the next.
Ah, yes, of course.
The trees, they do grow high, and the leaves, they do grow green. The time has gone and passed, my love, that you and I have seen. It's a cold winter's night, my love, when you and I must lay alone. The bonny lad is young, but he's growing. Oh, father, dear father, I fear you've done me harm. You've married me to a boy, and I fear he is too young. Oh, daughter, dearest daughter, and if you stay at home and wait along with me, a lady you shall be while he's growing. You ain't going to say nothing?
I don't know what to say.
You didn't like it?
Oh, the opposite. It's extraordinary. You're extraordinary. And the most incredible thing is not one single person knows these songs exist. Not one.
I do. I know. I've always known.
Come here, Luce.
Oh, get off.
You know you want it.
Oh. Are you watching us?
No.
Bloody hell. Look at you. That ain't gonna stay white long.
What are you doing here?
Nothing.
So you're gonna tell us what it's like up there? You have to wipe the lady's arse.
The lady ain't there.
The vicar's arse there.
He ain't there neither.
So what have you been doing?
Their friend's staying there. He's making up music.
What music?
This piano thing. Only he's been playing that song I know.
You never sang it to him. Oh, poor soul.
He heard me singing it and he wrote it down. He's been playing it since.
Why?
Oh, he took an interest. Ask Louis.
Louis?
Yeah, she knows, don't you?
He said to ask you. Why did he say to ask you?
I told him about the songs.
Why?
Well, he asked if anyone knew any others.
You didn't sing for him, Lou. Lou? You did. Why'd you do that?
He asked me. He wanted to know.
But they ain't just your songs.
I know that.
Just because you know more than me.
I only know more because I was home all the time.
I noticed. Well, it ain't like that no more.
I know.
It's just you and me now. She ain't here to make you feel special.
Don't.
And I'm telling you, you ain't going to go and sing nothing else to that man. You hear me?
I heard what you said.
You're up there to work, to bring some money home.
You never had to tell her.
He ain't done nothing.
What are you doing here, anyway?
I come to get the gloves.
Then take the bloody things.
Next slot's for Thursday. Dinner time. Don't be late.
Don't want him in here.
You never want anyone here.
There's nothing wrong with just us being here.
There's everything wrong with that.
Lucy, where's Mother's stuff? What have you done with it?
I sold it.
Sold it?
We needed the money.
I'm bringing in money from up there. You're just saying it to get at me, ain't you? You never sold it.
I did.
Why would you do that?
I said money. And anyway, she don't need it no more.
How can you say that?
Don't go on.
Go on. Who you sell it to?
He was passing by.
You don't even know.
They're only things.
But they were her things.
Look, she's gone now, all right? She's in the ground.
Don't say that!
It's the truth. It's what happens. People die, and then they get buried, and then they rot.
Don't!
Jesus, stop it. You know what's wrong with you? You've got a wet brain.
I ain't.
It's soft. You've got a soft, wet brain and no life, no man, no babbers, nothing. And now you ain't got her.
I know I ain't got her. You don't have to say it, do you? Lucy.
No.
Lou.
No.
Lou, please. I keep hearing her. I know it ain't her. I know it's in my head, but I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh, Christ, shut up. Shut up.
That I may down there in daylight sleep, and that's the best way to forget her.
Louis! Louis! Come on, watch. Let the wax soak right in first. Then give it a rub.
I know what to do. I ain't thick.
Then just do it.
All right. You can go.
Well, get on with it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's a beautiful instrument, isn't it? Its real name is pianoforte. Piano means soft, forte means strong. The sound depends on your touch, so it's a combination of two things, the machine and the human, both working together. Many composers use it to write music, as you can play different sounds at the same time and work out how it would sound if it was played on different instruments.
What was that?
Well, that's art music. It's different from your songs, isn't it?
Did you write that, Mr. Sharp?
I'm afraid not. Though I certainly wish I had. It's by a man called Henry Purcell. He was English. When I hear it, I can see all of this, the green grass, the hedgerows. I can see an oak tree in a field, wildflowers, birds circling above. I can see England.
Is there more of it?
I play just a few bars. The whole piece is about 30 pages long.
How's anyone going to remember all that?
You don't have to remember it. It's all written down on lines, like I showed you in my book.
Oh, I see.
Your songs are folk songs. They're from the oral tradition. Sorry. It just means that your songs aren't written down. They're remembered off by heart and passed on, person to person. Like you and your mother doing the sewing. That's why they come in bits with verses and choruses. And that's why they're short. It makes it easier to remember.
Oh.
And the songs develop as the singers pass them on. They're forever changing.
Well, people are always getting bits wrong.
Exactly. They mishear or they might change a word. It's like evolution, musical evolution. But when people started to write music down, it changed the actual structure of what could be played. It allowed it to become longer and more complex because no one had to memorize the whole thing.
Oh.
Purcell was the last great English composer. He wrote this well over 200 years ago. Since then, music has been German, Italian, French. We've all been waiting for the next English composer to come, but he hasn't arrived yet. We're the poor man of Europe, Louis.
Mr. Sharp, do you ever hear music inside your head?
All the time.
Me too. I hear it.
Let me play you this, Louis. by a composer called Grieg. You hear how different it sounds to the Purcell? It's all mountains and fjords. You can hear it's not English. And you know where that music comes from? It comes from this. That, Louis, is a folk song like yours, only it's Norwegian. Grieg took that song and used it as the inspiration for this. Can you hear that?
I can.
Yeah. This. To this. That's what makes his music so particular to his country. It's right in the core of it. And folk songs are made by the peasants, by people like you, you know. Pure, unspoiled by education. Now, the thing is, we could never do that, for it was always thought England had no music of her own. England is known as Das Land ohne Musik. You know what that means? The land without music. Scotland has her songs. Ireland has nothing but song. Wales even has songs. But England...
But they're wrong. We got songs.
Exactly, exactly. Good, Louis. So, now imagine if someone could take your songs and write a new music based on them. With your songs at its heart, it would be pure, it would be English.
Mr. Sharp, you write music. It could be you. You could do it.
If only everyone had such faith.
Will you play me anything that you write?
If I write anything worth playing, yes. How do you feel about singing for me now?
Well, which song do you want?
Oh, I don't know what you know, so why don't you just try one?
All right. Well, I was singing this yesterday. Oh, dig me my grave that is long, wide and deep, and strew it all over with flowers so sweet that I may lay down there and take my long sleep. And that's the best way to forget her. I know it ain't your music, Mr.
Sharp.
Oh, it's
beautiful. It's beautiful, Louis. Can you sing me the first two lines?
Oh, dig me my grave that is long, wide and deep, and strew it all over with flowers so sweet.
Flowers so sweet. Oh, sorry, I'm being hasty. Overexcitement, I'm afraid.
Can I have that?
This? That's rubbish.
Please.
If you want it.
Can I ask you something?
Anything.
When you hear music, you know, like what you just played, do you feel it in here?
I think every composer does, and everyone who plays music.
I feel it so deep.
Do you?
When I was a girl, I used to walk up the lanes and listen to the birds, and I'd make tunes from their cries. And I shared a bed with my sister, and when the rain fell, we'd hear it on the iron roof. I used to hear the patterns of it. And then I'd bang the bed to make sounds. And my sister would tell me to shut up. And I would be in bed. And I could hear my mother singing. That I may lay down there and take my long sleep. And that's the best way to forget it. Go on, sing with me.
What?
Oh.
What are you saying?
I thought you was...
Thought I was what?
Nothing.
What is wrong with you? The fire ain't lit again. I said the fire ain't lit.
That's all you ever got to say to me now. I ain't done this. I ain't done that.
You can't cook if there's no fire.
I know that. I ain't thick.
Could have fooled me the way you dream about. Look at you. Reckon you was dropped on the head when you was born. What's that you got?
Nothing.
Don't look like nothing. Give.
No, it's mine. What are you doing here?
There any more?
There's some tools. Just gonna get them. Here.
What's going on? Why's all this here? Lucy, why's he brought his stuff in?
He had to move out, so I said he could stay for a bit.
We ain't got room.
He's going in with me.
Him? With you?
Shut up.
How long for?
Tell.
Tell when? You never said nothing about it. Lou, this is my house too. You ain't listening.
I can hear you all right.
My house too.
Oh, all this stuff.
What's this?
It's music.
It's paper.
It's music. That man done it. Look. Look. See the lines there?
No.
These lines. You put the dots on it and they're different notes. And that underneath is the words to it.
Words? You can't read.
I know I can't. Look, Lou.
No, got no interest.
That ain't true. It's music. Of course it interests you. Look, you can hear a piece of music and write it down. And then you give it to someone else and they know how it ought to sound.
I know where you got it. Up there, getting ideas. It's gone to your head. Now you reckon you're too good to light a fire.
Ain't that?
This ain't enough for you, is it?
What?
Never has been.
What are you saying?
You got everything here a person needs. You got a roof, got food in your mouth. What else do you need? You think you're something special, don't you?
No, I'm not saying I'm special.
You are.
I ain't. She understood.
She? Mother? She did she? Come on, then. What'd she say?
Nothing.
You said it now. Spit it out.
She said I had something with music.
That what she said, is it? Oh, I see. That's nice.
She said that's why I done all that tapping on the bed. All that singing.
She said that?
She did.
That's funny. Well, I suppose the thing is, you only ever heard what she said to your face. You never did hear what she said behind your back. She told me you were simple. All that racket she makes, she used to say, just ignore it, Lucy, because she can't help it. She only told you you were special to make you feel better for your leg.
That ain't true. None of that's true.
Then why would I say it?
You used to sing with us too.
She never taught me like she taught you.
I was around more. I was stuck here while you was out.
You know what? That man up there at the house, you reckon he's interested in your songs, but he ain't. It's more likely he's interested in what's down there.
Oh, don't say that.
Only no one's going to want what you got down there.
Shut up.
Look at you.
Joe, please.
There's a bit more right there.
I never said you could come here. He ain't here because of you. He's desperate, that's all.
You idiot!
Stop it! Here, what's this?
Give me that. Please, it's mine. Please, please.
Oh, dig me my grave that is long, wide and deep.
That's what it says. What do you reckon you're doing?
He just wants to hear the songs.
But it's written down. Why does he want them?
He says they're important.
Look at you. Look at us. And you reckon they're important. You know they ain't even your songs to give away.
I ain't giving them away. I'm singing them, that's all.
They're our songs. Ours, you bloody wet brain.
Don't say that. Don't chuck it. Don't.
Come on. Give us a hand with the gloves.
That fire better be lit when I get back.
Oh, dig me my grave that is long, wide and deep, and strew it all over with flowers so sweet that I may lay there and take my long sleep. And that's the best way to forget. And that's the best way to forget.
Mr. Sharp.
Louis, hello.
It ain't right. You're missing a word. That I may lay down there and take my long sleep.
Oh, that makes sense. I couldn't get it to scan. Good, good. Excellent. You know, I've been up all night with this. Couldn't sleep at all. My mind was humming. And I had to get up and pace around. And in the end, I gave up and came down to make a start. There's so much to do. And once I start a thing... Oh, where is it? Right, I've done this, I've arranged this. The trees, they do grow high, and the leaves, they do grow green. But the time is gone and past, my love, that you and I have seen. Well?
It don't sound like they grow high. Don't sound like they're even growing. The trees, they do grow high. 'Tis like they're alive, like they got rising sap.
Which sounds like rising sap. How perfectly wonderful.
Are you laughing at me?
No, no, I'll never laugh at you. The trees, they do grow high, and the leaves, they do grow green. The time is gone and past, my love, that you and I have seen. Is that better?
Yeah, but it ain't the right green. That's an August green. It should sound like a spring green.
Of course, it sounds like a spring green. The trees, they do grow high, and the leaves, they do grow green. The time is gone and past, my love, that you and I have seen. Well, what's the verdict?
It'll do.
The thing about you, Louis, is you don't know what it is that you know.
What do you mean?
All this, every single thing. Let me just write that change down.
Mr. Sharp, I brought this to show you.
What on earth is that?
I made it when I was a girl. Mother took me to the fair, and there was this man playing a fiddle. I'd never seen one before, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I made this. It's only wire, but it does make a sound.
So it does. It's perfectly charming. Louis, I just need to check this, too. It's from the first song you sang for me. Oh, daughter, dearest daughter, and if you stay at home and... wait along with me.
No, it's, oh, daughter, dearest daughter. It ain't like that, it's like this. Oh, daughter, dearest daughter. And...
right, right. Oh, daughter, dearest daughter. And if you stay at home and wait for me.
Yeah, a bit more.
Fine, yes, fine. Louis, look at this. The quality of these songs. Had you told me this would happen when I came to stay, I wouldn't have believed it. I'm still not sure I believe it. Books are extraordinary objects. Clothes, they look like nothing, yet you open them up and they contain riches. There are whole worlds between two covers. Who could imagine what treasure I have? Right, let's put this away. I can't lose it. The world is changing around us, Louis. People are moving. There are outside influences, new music, vulgarity. I'll make a prediction. Today, the fields are full of people working side by side singing, but one day, they won't be. The fields will fall silent. Machines will do all this. But you and I know that at least we won't lose these songs, and we know exactly where they come from. I have a little piece of England in my bag. We've done great work, Louis. Thank you.
Why are you thanking me now?
I'm going back to London.
Today?
I'm afraid so. I was always going to leave today. A week, I said, and term begins on Monday.
Term?
The school.
Oh. I've brought these to show you, Mr. Sharp. I made them too. It's only two spoons tied together.
Well, go on, show me. It's not bad, is it?
It ain't a piano.
I can see that.
You're laughing.
Not at you. Shall I tell you what I'm really thinking? I'm wondering how I'll go back to my life after this week.
Are you going back to write your music?
I'll see how these have inspired me. Right, John was to put my case somewhere. I always leave something behind. I think it's because I really don't want to leave. What are you doing? Don't.
Oh, I've one. It's a broken token, like the song.
What song?
The Broken Token song.
You haven't sung that one.
One summer evening, a maiden fair was walking forth in the balmy air. She met a sailor upon the way. Maiden, stay, he whispered. Maiden, stay, he whispered. Oh, pretty maiden, stay. The sailor has to go off to sea, so he takes a ring off her finger and breaks it in two. They have one half each. When they meet again after years, they put them back together, just like they're put back together. Mr. Sharp, will you come back?
I have to bring this back to you and match up our tokens and to collect that song.
In fact, Louis Hooper, I have to come back and completely empty you out of songs. I shall hold you upside down and shake you till all the songs have fallen out. Right, I have to go. The train won't wait for me.
Three years have passed since he left this land. A ring of gold he took off my hand. He broke the token I have to keep. Half he bade me treasure, half he bade me treasure, then crossed the briny deep. Oh, drive him, damsel, from out your mind, for men are changeful as is the wind, and love inconstant will quickly grow. Cold as winter morning, cold as winter morning, when lands are white with snow. Then half the ring did the sailor show, away with weeping and sorrow now, in bonds of marriage united we, like the broken token, like the broken token, in one shall welded be.
Oh, what are you doing?
Nothing.
You all right?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Looks like it. You taking up daydreaming for working. Where's the gloves?
Here.
Oh, can't bloody keep up with them. My hands are sore. Warm out, ain't it? You gonna speak then?
I can.
I didn't say can you. And I said it's warm enough out there. I mean, warm enough to strip a layer off. Warm enough to get skin out, ain't it?
Yep.
Jesus, can't you just, you know...
What?
All I want is a bloody larf! Young women, they sing like birds in the bushes. Young women, they sing like birds in the bushes. If I were but a young man, I'd go burn them bushes. To my right, full diddle darrow. To my right, full diddle dee. Young... Morning.
Making a racket early.
We got this to do.
I'm hungry.
If you're going to stay in bed all bloody morning, you can go hungry.
I can stay in bed if I want. It's nothing to do with you.
Well, you're still living in my house, it is.
Our house.
Oh, you ever get tired of saying that? Been saying that for months.
Truth never tires.
Oh.
Well, you don't need to worry. I ain't going to be here forever.
What do you mean?
You'll see.
What are you saying?
You done with them?
Near done.
Told you, I had to take him this morning.
Oh, we're doing it, ain't we? You want me to wear the flesh off my bones?
Oh, I've got enough to spare.
You killed my eyes.
Well, light another candle.
You paying for more candles?
I gotta take it. Give me what's ready. Gotta be up the vicarage at noon. There's only 5 pairs.
Rest will be done later. Why are you there today?
Piano man's coming back.
You mean Mr. Sharp?
And they need you up there. I'll be back for them.
Louis, go on, head down, get the fingers moving. To my right fold, it'll dare, oh, to my right fold, it'll dee.
Look at you. Get your apron on, sort yourself out.
What time's he do?
Later.
John, that thing you said, you ain't told Lucy, have you?
She'll know soon.
And what's going to happen here?
Well, they'll find someone else.
When you going?
Thursday, they said.
You going for the money?
Oh, ain't just money. If I stay here, they'll send me away.
Who?
Them. They'll send all the men. Wherever needed, wherever they're fighting.
Oh, the bloody hell's wrong with you? There ain't no fighting.
They will. It's coming.
You always look on the bad side.
Well, you always look on the good side.
There's always a good side. Anyway, there's nothing happening.
Yeah, that's what every bugger says till it comes.
If you ain't here, what about the apples? They'll rot.
Well, you can pick them.
I got enough bloody work back here. There ain't gonna be no war.
What war?
Mr. Sharp?
Oh, hello, John. Hello, Louis.
Oh, we thought you was coming later. We ain't ready for you.
I couldn't wait. And do you honestly think I care? John, take my bag, will you? Thank you.
John's leaving for Canada, Mr. Sharp.
Are you?
My brother went over. He says there's work.
He says if he stays, he'll be sent to fight.
Well, you may be right. When do you go?
This week. There's a boat leaves from Bridgewater.
They say it's a long way to Canada.
It is rather. Well, I wish you luck. My years in Australia were fascinating. It made me realise how special this country is. So are you taking over John's duties, Louis?
She'll be here all week.
Good. Excellent. So you'll take my bag, John?
Yes, sir. Louis, make Mr. Sharp some tea.
Thank you. Louis, don't go. I don't need tea. It's been longer than I intended, but my daughter wasn't well, and then I got a chest infection. And my asthma, well, my asthma is always here. And I became very busy at work, very. But look, I'm here now, at last. How are you? Any news? Has anything changed?
Nothing ever changes here. Well, that ain't true. The hay was cut and gathered. Apples is all picked. Leaves have changed colour.
How odd. They've changed colour in London, too.
Is there trees in London?
There are a few in the parks, but it's not like here. You know, it smells different here. The earth is a different colour.
I can't imagine London.
It's very big and very dirty and full of people. I don't recommend it. How's the piano?
I was going to wax it for you.
It won't make it sound any better. And you, Louis, how are you?
Ain't been here since you went. Been working at home with my sister. Been sewing gloves. When you was away, so many songs come back in my head. I kept thinking, oh, Mr. Sharp will like that one. I kept thinking, I must remember that one.
And you've remembered them all for me?
Well, I tried. Of course, if I could write, it'd be easier. I'd make a list.
Ah, but if you could read and write, you wouldn't have your head so full of songs. You wouldn't know how to remember so many. This key was sticking slightly. Still is. Sometimes I want to fix things, but there's an odd comfort in every piano having its personality. It's like seeing old friends again.
You got a piano in London?
I have. One at home and one in my office at work. And each rehearsal room has them. There's one I particularly like. It has this wooden sound, a deep, comforting sound. It's in the last room right at the end of the corridor, and there's a tree outside, and sometimes I creep in after everyone has left. And when I play it, I look at the tree and imagine I'm down here.
Is that where you write your music?
Sometimes, but mainly in my office. It's hard at home, as it's noisy, the curse of having a family.
Did you write some music when you was away?
That's what I hoped, wasn't it? But I didn't have as much time as I wanted. And then I got distracted.
You said you'd play something for me.
I did, you're right. Let's see. I have the piece I was working on the last time when I came down.
Don't know what to say.
It's not music you're used to.
That's right.
It's completely understandable. I mean, unless you have an education in music, you can hardly be expected to judge it.
No, ain't that. It's rigid, tidy, that there ain't nothing of the wild. But don't listen to me. I don't know nothing, do I? Maybe you never had enough time. You was working hard. You said it your own self.
Actually, something happened. When I got back to London, I was going to do some more of my own work, but instead, I did some more work on arranging the songs you sang. I played them to friends, people with similar interests. They were as astonished as I was. And then I organised an evening in the conservatoire. I got a woman, a professional singer, to sing your songs, and I played them on the piano. You did enter my mind. It was a beautiful event, all of us in evening dress. She wore green. She sang your songs and others I've found since, and there was this extraordinary silence after each one, a full silence. Then an explosion of applause, and it was overwhelming. I stood up at the end and said to them all, "Now, you see, England is no longer das Land ohne Musik. She has her own beautiful voice, and she will forever sing." I invited the newspapers who all wrote about it, and I wrote some reviews for them as well, not under my name, of course. And then it caught the eye of... Well, there was quite a fuss. Look, it caught the eye of a publisher, one I'd written to and invited, and now it's all here, all printed, saved.
What is it?
Folk Songs of Somerset by Cecil J. Sharp. This is for you, take it.
You know I can't read it. What is it?
It's the songs I collected.
In a book?
Yes.
A real book?
Yes, a real book, Louis. Look. Here's the music and here are the words.
What words?
The songs, Louis. Go on, open it, the first song. First song, The Seeds of Love. Page 21, Hares on the Mountains. And page 31, I think, The Trees They Do Grow High.
You never asked. I asked you. I said, what are you going to do with them? First you said you wasn't going to do nothing. You was just going to put them in your book. Then I thought you was going to write new music with the songs at the heart of it.
Well, I couldn't.
You never said this was going to happen.
Well, I didn't know. It was hardly a plan. I mean, I was approached. They asked if I had enough songs for a collection. Of course, I said yes. You have to understand what this means to people. No, not just to people, what it means to the country.
To England?
Yes, England.
So what's that piece you played?
Oh, I've been writing it for years. We're trying to write it for years. Louis, these songs are so important. They are everything.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes?
They ain't your songs.
Well, that's the point. They're folk songs. They belong to all of us.
But you got them from me, didn't you?
I did.
And I got them from my mother.
I know.
And you never asked me. You said they was going in your book, not this book.
I couldn't have foreseen what happened, the response, the interest. Louis, you have to understand, these songs will change everything. New music will come of this. And actually, there's more than that. These songs come from the true primitive people of England. I believe a new England will come of this, a patriotic England, sure of herself, pure. Good music changes us, Louis. It forms our identity, it binds us and makes us a better nation. You know we English are very bad at saying how much we love our own country. We need to learn how to do it, how to say, we love England. These songs will help us be proud.
Mr. Sharp.
They're going to start putting them into schools so every child in England can have his own musical heritage taught to him. I've even been asked to teach them to the royal grandchildren. Look inside. It says, dedicated by permission to Her Royal Highness the Princess of Wales.
I don't want it.
No. Keep it. It's for you. It's a fair exchange, isn't it, Louis? Your songs for this book?
You didn't even ask me.
It's not all your songs. There are other songs from other villages. After I was here, I went and gathered some more.
But, Mr. Sharp...
Look, before you say any more, just listen. As I walked through the meadows to take the fresh air, the flowers were blooming and gay.
That's from the book.
Page 26, 27.
But why did you play it like that?
Well, it's what's in here. I wrote an arrangement for each song so it could be accompanied. That is played on the piano. I've done a huge amount of work on this.
But that ain't what I sung to you. It didn't sound like that. It didn't. I'll tell you how it is. How it sounds. My mother taught me that song. My mother. She told me I had to imagine we were in the 2-acre field with the flowers, the cowslips, yarrow, lady's bedstraw, self-heal. As I walked through the meadows to take the fresh air, the flowers were full blooming and gay. I heard a young damsel so sweetly a-singing, her cheeks like the blossom in May. That's the first verse, all in the 2 acre. And now we've reached the gateway. We stop and we sing the chorus. I heard a young damsel so sweetly a-singing, her cheeks like the blossom in May. For the next verse, we go into the next field, the 5 acre. We walk across the corner of it, under the oak and the willow, and we sing. Said I, pretty maid, shall I go with you in the meadows to gather some may? She answered, oh no, sir, my pathway is here. Any other would lead me astray. But the 5 acre is bigger than the 2 acre, and we ain't reached the gateway yet, so we can't sing the chorus. And that's when she teaches me how we can take a bit of the song and do it again. Oh, yes, said I, pretty maid, shall I go with you in the meadows to gather some may? She taught me if I need to, I can change the song and I can make it fit whatever I want it to.
So each gateway is a chorus, each field a verse.
Now we go into the hayrick field. It ain't big, but it's long. So we're going to do 2 verses because I know that fits. So she padded along with her dear little feet, but I followed and soon came anear. And I called her so pretty, so handsome and sweet, that she took me at last for her dear. I took the fair maid by her lily-white hand, on the green mossy bank we sat down. Then I placed a kiss on her sweet ruby lips, a tree spread its branches around, and now we're in the gateway. Then I placed a kiss on her sweet ruby lips, a tree spread its branches around, and now we're going up into the hill field. We'll sing as we climb, and the last line's at the top. So when she did arise from the green bushy grove, in the meadows we wandered away, and I placed my true love on a primrose bank, while I picked her a handful of may. The very next morning I made her my bride, soon after the breaking of day. The bells they did ring and the birds they did sing, as I crowned her the queen of sweet May. And now we can look down over all the land. We're looking down over the whole song, all the fields, all the gateways, the 2 acre, the 5 acre, the hayrick, the hill field. We're looking down over all the verses and all the choruses. That's our song. That's how it sounds, Mr. Sharp.
It's hard to know what to say. The song is completely tied into the land.
It ain't got no choice. It's where we live. So why did you write it in this book like you did?
It's not straightforward, Louis. Look, you have to understand that I had to pin it down so that anyone could play it and sing it. Children will be singing them, for heaven's sake.
You changed a word.
Well, that was to help the line scan.
So it was wrong before?
There were just too many beats.
So it was wrong?
There can't be a wrong. It's a folk song. It is what it is.
But you changed it, so it isn't what it is.
Well, tidied it, I prefer to say.
Tidied. Tidied.
For example, I didn't write down all the trills.
Trills? Is that what you call them?
Well, they're actually called mordants, appoggiaturas, grace notes. And no, I didn't put them in because if I did, no one would be able to sing it.
Why not?
Because, Louis, they aren't you. They didn't grow up singing this on their mother's laps.
You mean I don't sing proper? It's not for me, is it? Your music.
Oh, no, stop, stop. No, I didn't mean that. I mean, look, there are just different worlds.
There are. And in my world, the songs change. When different singers do them. Each of us, we have our own song. Now you've done that, they can't change. Now you've pinned them down so tight, there's no room for them to breathe.
Louis, what the hell are you doing?
She's fine, John.
You're here to work.
I said she's fine.
I put your bag in your room. You better get on. Make Mr. Sharp some tea.
I don't need any.
Louis, what is that you've got?
It's a book of the songs I collected.
Does Lucy know about this?
I never knew about it till now.
What is it?
Folk Songs of Somerset by Cecil J. Sharp. It's all the songs he collected when he was here.
Is that our songs? Louis, is ours in there?
I never knew.
You did?
I never knew nothing.
And he never said nothing?
No, he never. He said they was going in his book, what he writes all his music in. And he said he was going to write some of his own music from it. That's all. Honest.
What's this book for? What's he going to do with it?
He says it's going into schools.
What schools? What are you talking about?
All the children all over the country. All going to learn them.
Do you know how many schools there is?
And he never said one word to you?
No.
Do you know how many children is there in all them schools? Every one of them schools is going to pay for a book for every one of them children. Who's going to get that money?
It ain't about money.
Bloody will be.
Oh, you know what you've done? You've given away the only thing you've got. And you've given away what's mine.
I know. I bloody know, right?
You know he's written your name in it. In ink. Blue ink in the front, look. For Louis Hooper, exchange is no robbery. Oh. But it don't say you in here. There's no names. Just says gathered and edited by Cecil J. Sharp.
It don't say who the songs come from.
No. He can't put your name in it, but he can put his bloody J in it, Cecil J. Sharp.
So what are you going to do about it?
What can I do?
Let me talk to him.
No, they ain't your songs.
He'll listen to me. We could get money from this.
It ain't nothing to do with you.
You've got to be of some use. Make something out of the two of you.
It ain't about money.
Everything is about money.
No, not this.
Don't be thick. Look, get something for it.
You could have given us some money for living here.
What's that got to do with
they
it?
They were our songs. Ours.
I'm sorry. Lucy.
Oh, what is there to say? Done. Ain't it?
Here, Louis. It's your book. Bloody hell, is that the time? I've got to get Taunton. Give me the gloves. Unless you want me to give them all the work.
Don't threaten. If you got to do it, do it.
I gotta take him as much as I can before I pack and go.
Go? What are you saying?
Tell her.
What are you doing?
I'm done here.
You moving out?
I got a fare to Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
You booked it?
Paid for it. It's all done.
And you never said nothing?
I did. Just told you. Pass him over. I gotta go.
You knew?
He told me. Only today. Ain't like I'd known for long.
No.
So it's gonna be us again. You all right?
Yep. Yep, yeah, I'm all right. Oh, that book.
I'm sorry. I never knew.
No. They was ours.
They was hers. Then they was ours. What do you want?
That's quite a question.
This is my house, Mr. Sharp. So you come for a reason?
To see you. I'm sorry, all right? I'm very, very sorry.
It's too late, ain't it? This is done, and there's nothing I can do. You know what you said to me? You wanted to empty me out, your words.
I'm sorry. Believe me. So, this is your home.
You know it is.
You can see it all from here. The trees, the river.
It ain't a river. It's a reen. They dig them to drain the water off the levels. Stops the floods.
You know that book isn't just a book. It's the future of England.
You keep saying England.
Of course I do. It's our country.
It's just a bit of land where we was born.
But you can't deny your songs are English, that you are English. Look at you. You were born here, this view, the trees, the river. It's pure, unspoiled.
I told you, it ain't a river, it's a rain. It's cut by Anne to drain the sea away.
And this house you were born in?
2 rooms, no lights. Cold earth floor. In the damp, heavy rain.
Your parents are from here. Your mother taught you her songs. They were all from here.
They weren't. Mother's father was a gypsy. He used to pass through and he taught her songs from all over. Mr. Sharp, you only see what you want to see. Once all this land was underwater. Then fields was common land. Then they enclosed it. Planted edges, built fences. Some of those flowers won't be there next year. Some of those trees will die. None of it stays still. It all changes. It always will.
Don't you love your country?
Of course I do. The fields, the trees, the apples, the willow, everything. I do love it here, but I know if I'd been born somewhere else, I'd love that too. Everyone loves their country. It's what we first see and smell. It's what stories were told. And it's what songs we learn to sing. Mr. Sharp, England ain't no better than any other country. They're just countries, bits of land. You come here thinking you know what England is. You don't. It's all more complicated and more changing and more strange than you reckon.
But you've always lived here, born here. It's all you know.
I was born right here where we're standing. It was night and the only light was from the fire. They say my mother sang all through it. I knew the songs before I was born. I always knew them. She died sudden before you came down. And when I woke the next day, I thought everything would know what had happened. I thought the sky will be dark and the leaves all brown. I thought all the birds would be dead on the ground. Don't make sense, do it? 1 minute a person's here. The walls is full of song. Then they stop breathing. There's a body in the house, but there's no sound. Mr. Sharp, I don't know why you're here. You got what you want from me.
You know something? I envy you.
You envy me? I'm unlettered, primitive, a woman. The graves are full of us, and we'll never know what we could have done.
You are who you are, and you know who you are. I had such ambition. I used to want to be a great English composer, but I couldn't do it. You knew that. So someone else will write the music from these songs. Mark my words, it will come. A new music. And I have a new ambition. I'm going to collect every single song I can find, wherever they are and wherever the English people took them. And one day, people will see that I saved them. People will thank me.
It's still ambition. It's about your name on the books.
I can't deny it. I want people to know who I am.
You know we all end up in the same grave.
Not quite the same grave.
All graves join up, Mr. Sharp. We're all under the same earth, tucked in under the same green blanket of grass. You're right, I do know who I am. I sing. That's what I do. My mother sang from girlhood till she died, and I'll do the same. And now I'll tell you one more thing. I got more songs in my head than I ever told you. I got enough to sing for days without repeating. But I ain't giving them to you. They'll die with me, and that's how I want it.
That's fine.
I know it is.
I didn't forget the broken token here.
No, I don't want it. And I don't want this book. I got no need of it.
Goodbye. Thank you.
What are you doing out here?
Thinking. I lit the fire.
I saw. It's your job.
Always has been. Where's his stuff? Couldn't see none of it, only one sock.
He's gone.
Thought so. You all right?
Yeah, I'll survive. You cold out here?
I'm all right. A song came to me in the night. I woke up with a line of it in my head. You ever get that, when it just goes round and round?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I do.
I can't remember the opening line. It had a bird in it.
Bird? Yeah?
Yeah. The moon's bright.
It is, yeah.
Does everything, the moon. Makes the river tides high. Makes a mood of everyone. If you sleep in the light of the moon, it makes your eyes white and you can't see again.
Makes the world mad. Cider stronger. Makes the men fight. Makes a good party. Is that man gone?
Yeah, he's gone. He did say sorry for not asking about the songs. Him being here made me think about how many things there are I ain't seen. How much music I ain't heard. I have to keep telling myself there is stuff I know. I know every lane, every field, every gate. I know every brick of my house. I know every bird by its sound. And I know my mind.
And we know every song she taught us.
We do.
We know all of them.
We do. Between us, we do. Hard to imagine a world with no moon.
It'd be dark.
Yeah, dark and cold, like the world is going to end. Like death. It's dark underground and you'll never see anything when you die. And you never hear anything.
Hard to think she can't hear no more.
Hard to imagine her without songs. Lou?
Yeah?
You all right?
Yeah.
We'll be all right, won't we?
We will.
Oh, that song I was saying about that I heard last night. Her song. I got a line. To leave you here alone. That one line. To leave you here alone.
What's the first line?
I don't know. I think there's a bird in it.
Do the fields.
Let's go in the 2 acre. Hmm. There's the cowslips, the yarrow. I ain't coming.
Through the gate.
Go into the 5 acre under the oak. God, nothing.
Now try the rick field. It's long. Take some time.
I can feel it.
Yeah, up the hill field.
Up there, yeah. Uh-huh. See it all. See the birds.
Uh-huh.
The trees, the crows up there. The crow. The crow that is so black, my dear.
The crow that is so black, my dear, shall change his colour white.
That's it, we call it. Oh, fare you well, I must be gone and leave you here for a while. But where'er I go, I will return. If I go 10,000 mile, my dear. If I go 10,000 mile. 10,000 miles, it is so far to leave you here alone. Whilst I may lie, lament and cry,
and
you
will not hear
my moan, my dear. And you will not hear my moan. The crow that is so black, my dear, shall change his colour white. And if ever I prove false to thee, the day shall turn to night, my dear. The day shall turn to night. Oh, don't you see that milk-white dove a-sitting on yonder tree, lamenting for her own true love, as I lament for thee, my dear, as I lament for thee. The rivers never will run dry, nor the rocks melt with the sun. And I'll never prove false to the girl I love,
Till all these things be done, my dear. Till all these things be done.
In Radio 3's production of the Hampstead Theatre's play Folk by Nell Leishen, Cecil Sharp was played by Simon Russell Beale, Louis Hooper by Amanda Lawrence, Lucy Hooper by Amanda Wilkin, and John England and the Vicar by Stuart McLaughlin. The musical director was Gary Yershin. Folk by Nell Leishen was directed by Susan Roberts. Thank you.
the end of Ralph Vaughan Williams' Third Symphony, The Pastoral. Following the work of Cecil Sharp and other folk song collectors, a new music did emerge in the 20th century. Vaughan Williams made arrangements of the songs in his English folk song suite. He also integrated them into his own style, writing new melodic material in works such as The Wasps and his opera The Pilgrim's Progress. His friend Gustav Holst did likewise in The Planets and Egdon Heath, among other pieces. Cecil Sharp collected around 5,000 folk songs. He died in London in 1924. Louis Hooper was interviewed by the BBC in 1942. She died in Hanbridge in Somerset in 1946. You can find more recent editions of Drama on 3 to listen to on BBC Sounds. At the same time next week, an account of class, culture and dementia. Mark Ravenhill's new play about his mother, Angela, is at 7:30 next Sunday evening. This Sunday evening, Kate Mollison presents more live music from the Tectonics Festival in Glasgow in an hour's time. The second new music show of this weekend is at 10 o'clock. But now on BBC Radio 3, it's time for a new series. Catherine Finch, one of today's leading players of the instrument, introduces part one of Travels with My Harp.
Hello, I'm Catherine Finch, and this is going to be the story of my journey as a harpist. Jesu Guridi's Viejo Sotsigo, played there by the wonderful Spanish harpist Marisa Robles. She was my inspiration many moons ago, the grand old age of 5, when my parents took me to a concert she was giving in a nearby town in West Wales, Lampeter. I remember the harp that was a wonderfully gilded golden harp. Sometimes we never quite know why it is we fall in love so much with something, but that evening, that was it for me. I decided I saw this harp, I saw her playing it, and yeah, that was it. The harp was going to be what I wanted to do, and I was dead set on it. In this programme, I'm going to be taking you on a personal journey, I suppose, of the harp music that has featured in my life and throughout my career so far, but also works that are highly important and great pieces within the harp's repertoire. So it'll be a personal journey and one that'll hopefully give you as broad and as wide a spectrum of the wonderful harp music that exists as possible. Some of the big composers in our harp world are the French Impressionists, and Gabriel Fauré wrote a grand total of 2 pieces for the harp. One is called Un Châtelain en Satur, a wonderfully slow-moving, delicate work, and the other is his very popular Impromptu